Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike sitting next to Johnny, and I'm going to word the topic today, even though it's his topic. I won't put him on the spot. The idea of you start making money as a reseller, so we have to buy more inventory to scale our business. So just because we have money, we still have to be strategic and make good buys when it comes to finding more inventory, especially when you're buying in larger amounts. So usually what happens here when we start, we're scrappy. Every dollar matters. You get some money coming in, and all of a sudden, maybe you can go spend $1,000 on a pallet or $500 on this bulk lot. And Johnny brought up a good point that just because you got it and it seems like it's a good deal, a lot of the times you need to step away from it. So Johnny, take us away.
Yeah, I've been seeing it going around lately, not just amongst new sellers that are just starting to make it, but even intermediate and advanced sellers. I mean, there are a lot of Facebook marketplace ads that involve, hey, you can buy pallets, but you need to fact check where these pallets are coming from. Are they the leftovers, or are they from some guy who gets something else with their pallets of books, CDs, and DVDs and wants nothing to do with media? Those are two different scenarios. You're going to get the cream of the crop with option B, and you're going to get mediocre to slightly okay to just flat out garbage with option A. And you got people that, well, they got section three, they're looking to get rid of their Amazon business, but they want to make a buck too. Now, in reselling in general and in sales in general, there's a chain order of everybody's taking a little as the inventory gets processed down the chain from retail to wholesale to it fell off the back of a truck. I mean, everybody's taking their little piece along the way, and then eventually it ends up with you. As long as you're comfortable with the meat left on the bone and you're not hosing your business, like, you should use your funds wisely. You should be buying the stuff that's going to produce you the most margin, even on the you just starting to make a few bucks. Now, if you've been at it a minute and you have more than a few bucks in the bank, then maybe you just want to offset some slowness in the market and you want to pick up some mediocre stuff just to get your volume that we mentioned out the door. There's all kinds of ways to play it. But even going in a thrift store, a pawn shop, a mom and pop, depending on their buy cost, they got a markup, right? They got to clear some money too. But you got to make sure you're clearing the most money. That's the point of media. We want big rates of return. We absolutely do. We want to 75x our money, 10x our money. Because we can do that in media. You can't really do that in a lot of other categories, but you can certainly do that in media. And as you're going along, you should keep that mindset. I want the most money I can get. Now, some things change along the way is your time. You don't have the time you did because you got so many more balls to juggle and or employees to manage and or, well, the semi is coming today. Guess what I'm doing all day? Processing and unloading the truck.
Yeah, for me, it's not only the money part of it, but you just hit it on the head. Like, dude, how long do I got to be out at the storage unit, Johnny? If you tell me more than an hour, I'm going to be highly upset. I may quit this job. And you see the Facebook marketplace. I've seen lots of these, right? I'm guilty of this. I want to scale my business more this year. So I'm on Facebook marketplace. And everywhere you look, dude, DVDs, even Gaylords of books. And the first thing I think about is the work that goes into it. I have to mentally prepare myself before I get into Facebook Marketplace that, okay, whatever I do is probably going to eat up a day of work, right? A day of me thrifting. So I have to equate that automatically as basically probably at least $1,000 I'm going to source when I'm out thrifting for the day, full day. So this deal needs to be at least worth $1,000 before I even pay what I'm going to pay for it. The idea that having more inventory automatically translate to success is 100% a lie. It does not equate at all, because you can have other people's junk. Johnny said it all the time, especially in media land. Johnny's going to get me all fired up. because I know of some personal experiences I'm not going to get into. Not going to get into them, Johnny. You got me all fired up this morning, and that's okay. But you're usually in other times, like Johnny says, you're taking somebody else's, we call them duds, things that are not good for their business. Now, it's not to say that just because it's not good for their business, you can't make money off it. But the majority of the good, the home runs, the triples, the doubles, that's already gone from the stuff you're getting when you buy from another reseller. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I will do it. I won't make Johnny do it. Resellers ain't going to tell you that they took all the good stuff and left you all the junk. It's never going to happen out there.
Yeah, I mean, not to name names, but I'm gonna name a name. I watched a video recently, a Lindsay Glenn video, and she was talking about DVDs are the new gold mine. She's been around reselling a minute, doing everything under the sun involving reselling. And she goes in this, I can tell it's a reseller store. It's a physical location because they can literally have pallets in the middle and bookshelves in between the pallets. It's a nice store. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking the store in this situation. I'm knocking what she's doing. Because the buy cost is anywhere between $1 to $3, depending if it's a box set, a CD, or a book, right? They got all the media in there. And she's pulling up, I'm picking this up, but it's an $8 item. I'm picking this up, it's a $12 item. And I'm thinking of the buy cost in my head. And she's selling on eBay. I know all the fees that go along there. That's not a winning proposition. So in 45 minutes, she pulls maybe $85 worth of stuff. To me, in 45 minutes in a regular store that's been untapped, I could 4x, 6x what she's doing, maybe even 8x if the price is right, or I get a deal, maybe 10x, man. And I'm like, don't do this. This is bad information. Do not be telling people in a public platform that are trying to hustle and grow this bad information. This is terrible information on how to source.
All right, Johnny, I'm glad we finally have crossed this threshold at episode 120 something. We have officially called out another reseller, and I think I didn't watch this video, but I think I got recommended it. Dude, I stand behind whatever you say, right? I don't gotta watch the video to know, like, I'm in line behind Johnny, right? Like, it's in like Step Brothers when they go to the interview and the other one's sitting behind them. That's how me and Johnny are. So I gotta watch this afterwards, but you're
I'm going to
probably,
send you the link right now. I
he's
put
gonna
it in
send me the
another
link
group
right
and they
now.
tore it to shreds too.
So we'll be getting drug all over social media and YouTube, but that's A-okay because you have to value your time. And I remember a while back, Johnny, we were talking about somebody that was trying to sell DVDs on eBay. Remember that conversation we had? And the way we can get away with it in Amazon land is we don't pack, we don't ship to the customers. We never have to answer a question. It goes in a box once a week. We never see the stuff again. There is no shot I'm listing a DVD on eBay for $10. Like, there's no way, Johnny. I just would never
You
do
got
it.
to be doing tremendous volume, like a 40K plus store, 40,000 item store is what I mean by that. And you got to be dealing in multi-quantity, 100 sales a day, and you maybe doing okay. I still question it because most of those people, they're doing, like I was mentioning those numbers earlier, 8, 10, $12 per. But then you have all the fees that come out of that. You're maybe looking at $2 to $3 back at you, maybe.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
I got one since we're calling people out. It's not a YouTuber reseller, but it's a reseller on Facebook Marketplace. He does Gaylords of Media, and he tries to sell his duds, and unfortunately, people fall for it, right? Because it sounds so good, right? He even has free Gaylords of all the junk he don't want of media. So like, I could go today and get an endless amount of Gaylords of Media for free. And it's all just broken cases, scratch discs, pick through everything. And the normal Gaylords that he sells, it's the same exact way. Like, this guy is the ultimate scumbag. People don't care about nobody but themselves.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. In the reselling space, there's a few good communities and a few good people out there if we take the comparison of how many resellers are doing good versus all the negative kind of scammy stuff that goes on. And it exists, and that's how it is in business. People only look out for themselves. That's just the reality of it. So if I have all this inventory, I need to get rid of it. I don't care what if Johnny finds anything. I don't even care what Johnny's business model is. People don't care. You just give them the $100, $200, $300 for the Gaylord, and that's it. It's gone. They don't care if you get anything from it. They don't care what you're doing with it. If you're watching it, if you're collecting it, if you're trying to resell it, as long as it's out of their hands, the burden now falls onto you, and that's all of their junk. You have to be smart as you scale this business. You have to make strategic decisions. I don't care how much money you have. That's got nothing to do with anything. If you're buying junk, then your money's going away. Not only that, your time is going away. That's why I stray away from being the huge bulk person because it's going to eat all my time up. And I tell everybody, if you can just take the good stuff and leave everything else behind, that needs to be the play 100% of the time. But it's not as cool. It's not as, catchy and flashy as rolling up and having the Gaylords in the storage unit and all that type of nonsense.
Yeah, okay. So I just pulled up while he was talking there about very important things, a couple of marketplace Gaylord things. I just typed in the word Gaylord in my marketplace. Here's a few of them. Book Gaylord, Unscan, Resellers and Collectors, $200. To me, just in the title alone, that's red flags. When you're using words like resellers and unscanned, I got questions. I got lots of questions there. And you can have it pick up or they can mail it to you. Perfect for entrepreneurs utilizing sites like Amazon and eBay. Huge red flags there. Like, no, thank you. Let's look at another one here. This one is kind of just correct in the title. Scan mixed media, DVD and CD Gaylords. They're telling you up front that they've scanned it. So thank you for the honesty. It is appreciated. And they say I'm pretty selective, so there can be value possibly left for
Oh
Amazon.
my
However, I do not make
God.
no guarantees. No, and thank you.
See, Johnny, but that's the catch, man. We can sit here and say no, but to the next person, maybe somebody that's new or somebody that has the money and really doesn't know what they're getting into, well, Johnny's business is different than mine because we say it all the time. Everybody's business is different than the next one. So maybe if I buy it, I'm still going to be able to make money because maybe Johnny don't know what the hell he's doing. He's got some trigger set that's busted, so he's leaving lots of money on the table. My argument to this every single time is we live in the world where there is an infinite amount of media that you can go and scan. I don't care where you live. I don't care if you're living on the mountain behind Johnny, if you're watching on YouTube, he's got a little Bob Ross looking mountain behind him. You can live at the top of that mountain. If you just come down from the mountain for 1 or 2 days and go all to your local areas, it's everywhere you look. So why do we throw large amounts of money at situations like this? It's just the appeal of, I don't know, it's like the allure of bulk. And I've never been like, it's never that it doesn't shine when I see it, Johnny, anymore. It never shined because I know the damn work that goes with it. I've had the microwave cookbook pickups where it's all literally microwave cookbook. So I know, like, yeah, it sounds cool. It might make a cool YouTube video, but honestly, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Right. Now, here's where I think it's slightly acceptable. Let's say you got some money in your pocket. You find somebody and they're honest with you, kind of like that second one I was reading off. Like our metrics are $20 and higher profit. Okay, there's some meat in the bone there, assuming they've been honest. But still, there are better ways to do it. However, I'm going to give the exception of a couple exceptions of maybe why you should pull the trigger. Your time. You are crunched for time and you want some extra inventory. You're still working a full-time job. You got a great business going, but you can only go cherry picking so often. So this is extra, especially when you hit a dry run. Like you went to 10 for their stores and you brought back 10 items. That's not enough for a box, even. So picking up something like this for light days like that, because you're crunched for time, you're still doing your full-time, part-time job, makes sense. You're in a remote area where your drive time is 3 hours to the nearest store. It kind of falls in that first scenario where I think it might be okay to pick up something like that in that scenario. But if you're full time and your job is to go out all day and then process when you get home and you don't have any other responsibilities outside of that, I'm going to say. I'm not including family because hopefully you made some family time. That's the route you should be going. Now, eventually, if you have a bigger op, you're busy managing more, so you need more to come into you. Again, that might be a scenario where you bring some of this in. But outside of that, you should really be going out and or ordering stuff, making connections in the networking. I think that's more important than trying to get the quick flip that comes to you kind of a deal in Gaylords and or trucks or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. It's we don't get it as much as we used to. And we got plenty of people in the group that get Gaylords, but they're all from connections that they built and they know exactly where the stuff is coming from. It's not some random person on Facebook Marketplace using all of these reseller keywords in their title, right? Like you gotta run away from this stuff. And it's alluring, dude. People make a little bit of money, then all of a sudden they want to spend all their money on one or two deals. And it is good to, I think you hit it on the head. A lot of part-timers have commitments, have kids, have families, they work a full-time job. We got plenty of people in the group that operate like that. And it's, so you have the inventory sitting right there in your garage. So when you have an hour downtime, you can go grab a box, process it, get it knocked out of the way. You have to accept the fact, though, in a lot of these cases, it is picked over. So, it's going to be harder to find the $200 DVD, the $300 book. But if you accept that, hey, let's knock it out. Fast movers, turn and burn, lower profit inventory as long as it's going to sell. And you accept, hey, your average sales price is going to be $17. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you are okay with that business model. But that's not the case. People don't accept that when they go buy that Gaylord that says it's been scammed. They still think they're going to find the $100 item. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't exist. It's not in there. There's nothing in there.
Right. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Because I think early on, and even when you start to make a couple dollars, you really need to network. It's different when you vetted the stuff, you vetted the location. And now you're talking about, okay, I'll buy a Gaylord and put it in the back room. I just want you to fill it up. And then you just pick it up and or have one of your minions pick it up, like off TaskRabbit or something. Versus you going on Facebook like I just did, clicking a couple of things. Yep, I'm gonna buy that. No. You didn't even vet it yourself. You didn't even maybe read the description. All you saw are Gaylords and everything else, you had your blinders on and ignored. You need to fact check this stuff. So what I would do if I had questions, like I did, I would message the person like, look, I get it. I'm a reseller too, my man. Just be straight up with me. What are your metrics here? Are these shelf pulls, or are these just literally your trucks coming from X, Y, and Z? You processed it. This is the leftover you're just trying to unload. I would want it in raw condition, untouched. Like I mentioned way earlier on in this video, some guy who just happens to get media with whatever else he's buying and doesn't want anything to do with media. That's good. That's
Yeah,
a great one.
that's
That's
the
what you need to be finding on the
but the yeah,
marketplace.
but even it's hard to come by those on Marketplace. I've only
Yeah.
come across one or two where I've gone and bought like it was all DVDs and it was from people that were doing flea markets and I didn't want to be bothered by DVDs
Exactly.
anymore. But
Exactly.
like that's where you find it. It's not the other media seller that's just trying to off put their duds. And I'll tell you this, dude, there's not a lot of people like I try to get rid of my stuff. So, like, I have my library pickups. I don't mess with any antique books no more. I don't care what it is, Johnny. It just goes into the I don't want to see a pile, right? So that goes all the way. I scan everything. And then I'll just put it on Facebook Marketplace and say, hey, free carload of books. I scanned it for Amazon. So it's not good for Amazon. Could be some value on eBay with the antique books. And I can't get a consistent eBay seller to just be my offload person, dude. I'm not even charging. You just show up to the storage unit every single month. I'll give you a whole carload of books for absolutely $0. I don't know. It's like, do people really want it? I'm giving it away. I mean, if you sell on eBay, I've done the exact thing you've told me to do. Go search on eBay with your zip code. I've even messaged sellers. Nothing back, man. I don't know. I get frustrated because there's both sides of the coin. People want bulk. But do you really want bulk, right? It's the idea of I want the Gaylord, but then it shows up out front, and all of a sudden I'm like, how am I getting in this 6 foot cardboard box? Do I need a step stool? In my case, yes. I'm gonna have to like, what am I gonna do then? And then they
And it's
don't know.
outside, right? Is it a dark and stormy day? You're gonna need a tarp and pray that you can get that underneath the roof sometime soon.
It's tough, man. It's tough when you scale, and I'm glad that I'm like Mr. Krabs, even though I've made more, I'm making more money reselling it. And current, my the current point I'm at in my life, you is the most money I've made. Like if we just look at it at a monthly basis, the most money I've ever made in my life, and I am still broke, dollar menu, McChicken Michael, and it has benefited me so much because I'm so greedy, right? And maybe I've missed some deals, right? Because that's the other side of the coin. Maybe I passed on some deals because I was afraid of the hard work, or I didn't want to spend the $2,000, $3,000, even though I have it. And sure, you can say that, but I'm here to tell you, everything else I've done besides buying those deals, I'm making money. I'm cherry picking items, so I don't have to deal with it all. Now, if you want to scale this and kind of grow this into a seven figure or high six figure business, you need lots of inventory, dude. I mean, both you and I know this. You need to have 20, 30, 40, 50,000 items sitting there if you want to get to this point. But that doesn't mean you just go buy anything.
Right. Now, I'm going to shift away from the Gaylords and get a little bit more into stores, retail. So I see a lot of the newer people, and I get it, they've been brainwashed. They just want to hit the thrifts, right? So that's not where even I'm going to go. Here's where I'm going to go. I want to go to a tried and true. I know where I can get books. It's a room full of books, and all they sell is books. And this phenomenal unknown place is called a bookstore. But they're asking maybe $3 to $10 per item. And you're like, no. I don't want to pay $3 to $10 an item. I'd rather sit at the bins all day, pay 40 cents a pound, you say. Okay, great. But we all know a lot of Goodwill scan. Even if they don't, it's a lot of garbage. It's been picked over a lot before it even arrived at the bins. Bookstores, collectors who pulled them off their shelf. Here you go, Mr. Bookstore Owner. You can just have these and sell them. Bookstore Owner is like, great. Okay. I'm done with the dramatics here. The point is, $3 to $10 per is perfectly okay when you're getting $50, $100 pops. And it's more likely to occur in these bookstores than it is at the Goodwill bins because they've never been scanned because everybody's at the Goodwill bins.
Dude, I like the fact that you've been like harping on this idea of people just going to like actual brick and mortar bookstores and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I'm ignored. They'd rather go to the bins, the thrifts, the anything but. It's like it is a room and a building full of the stuff you want to sell. And you know what? They even fucking categorized it for you.
Look at we had Ken on. The dude doesn't sell on Amazon and he's got a huge bookstore. Like you could go in there and probably spend a thousand. Me and you could go there and probably spend $1,000 on
He doesn't do
quality.
Amazon. We can milk his store.
Most bookstores don't. That's the, this is it's funny though, because once you start saying that, Johnny, I know everybody just changes the channel.
$3 to $10. That's all they hear. $3 to $10. They're insane. I'll go broke.
It's funny because you make that argument on the book side, and I make that argument on the record store side. People are like, my record store is expensive, but I'm like, the discs are all clean. You see the data in front of you, so it's not like you're going to lose money, right? You're not buying stuff to lose money. You see all the information, but
No one's putting items in your cart.
it's
You know, in Scoutly, in the upper right-hand corner, just change that number. It's the same
it's tough,
game.
man. The scalability of inventory and it being readily available everywhere, it should work the opposite way, I think, because if we think about it, we sell in a category where it's available everywhere, but for some reason we feel so attached that we have to go through with this deal, or we have to send this message and get this Gaylord, or do this huge pickup that we really can't afford to do, when it should be, well, if I just wait another week, Johnny, there will be 10 more posted on Facebook Marketplace. But no, you need that one right then and there for some reason. But it's everywhere, man. It's literally everywhere. I know we're only a month into the new year, but I've been going out, 4 days a week, and it is everywhere. I've gone to places that I wouldn't even expect to have anything, and I've literally left with IKEA bags full. And I've never, since back in 2022 when the fees were different, I've never been able to leave a store with, spending $400 on books only. And it has happened this year, and I realize it is, if you just open your eyes and do a little bit of research on where you're running your routes, the bookstore is 100%. I got a lot of little bookstores, and I've been going in them. And guess what? Johnny's not a liar. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And, does it pain me, Mr. Krabs, when I got to pull out a $5 bill? No, because I know that $5 book is going to sell within the month that it gets there, and I'm going to make $25. Just as I'm, you know what I say? I say, you got any more copies of this? I'll take every single copy you have of that specific book. And that's another benefit to going to places like that. There's multiple quantities of some of these books. Like I went in one of my libraries and have like an ongoing book sale, and there was like eight copies of this kid's book for like 25 cents. And it's like it sells instantly, and I'm gonna make like $6. I go up to check out. This actually happened to me at the thrift store, Johnny. They had like five copies of Inside Out, the DVD, right? Real popular kids movie, brand new sealed. So I get up to the register, and the guy's like, oh, well, what are you gonna do? You're gonna be playing one of these in every room on every DVD player you got. I'm like, dude, kiss my ass. It's like I'm reselling these things. I don't even care. I'm just shameless with it. And yeah, it's weird when I roll up and I had like the eight copies of kids' books, but they don't care, Johnny. They just want the money, right? That's why they have it out on the shelf. That's why they have it
They make
priced the
their
way.
money by you buying. Yeah.
It's nuts,
And
man.
then, and here's the other part. You go into those bookstores, especially frequently, assuming it produces on a weekly or whatever your schedule is, a monthly basis. Eventually, hey, Mr. Reseller, we got stuff in the back room we got in, a stuff you normally buy. You want to come take a look? Absolutely, I do. Roll out the red carpet for me, sir, and get me some tea.
I don't want to disclose too much information on my new honey hole, but so I went to my new honey hole, and I'm just stacking stuff up, right? Like the old ladies are going crazy, Johnny. They're like, this guy's crazy. Are you some kind of book dealer? And I'm like, no, I don't like the term dealer because I was raised on the streets. That means you're selling drugs. I'm a cat father and a husband. Now I don't know if I get any type of discount for that, but that's who I am. And I'm stacking stuff up, right? Like they're just tallying it up as we're going. Like, you're still going, you're at $100. I'm like, yeah, I've only been here like 30 minutes. You're at 200, 300, 400, 500. I didn't even have to do nothing, Johnny. The lady came over and said, hey, you want to come check out the stuff in the back room? I swear to
Just
God,
like that.
I
Just
had
like
no
that.
conversation besides carrying my books up to the checkout and stacking them so they could keep calculating as I was going. And the main lady came over and said, hey, why don't you come in the back? This is the stuff we just got donated. I said, is this easy out here? I mean, this is all I had to do was spend a little bit of money on stuff I'm going to make a whole bunch of money on. And it's tough. And that's why the bulk idea doesn't allure to me, right? It's fascinating to somebody like you who wants to build out this empire of media, right? You want to ha have the employees, you want to be able to step back fully. And the opposite side is me, where I'm like, well, if I can just go out, and yeah, it sucks driving around, dealing with stinky people, stinky thrift stores. But if you just stay focused, it's really not that bad. You just get out there, focus up. And yeah, I have my bulk relationships, right? Like after my calls today, I'm going to go to the storage unit in the 40-degree weather and scan my library pickup that's been sitting there. And that's quality, right? That's the relationship Johnny's talking about. That is how you get the bulk inventory, and that's how you become the bulk seller that's doing high six figures, seven figures, because all of a sudden this is good stuff getting donated to the library, it's getting donated here, or it's a back room of a thrift store that gets donations. Then all of a sudden your business changes overnight. You start sending hundreds, 500, and maybe 1,000 items you send in a week, and that's it. The rest is history. Just get a few more of these relationships, sit back and get paid.
I got one for you. So last year, had a big storm. Power was out. It was going to be out for the entire day. Employee rolls into work. I'm like, electricity is out. We're going to go shopping. I haven't gotten sourcing like this in probably over a year and change. So I go to a place I used to frequent like every week. I go in there. First of all, the layout, the books are in the back, But they have a furniture section right next to the book. I always just drag one of their stupid tables over that I'm not going to buy to use as my work table. Still have the same setup. Anyway, so we're processing stuff. One of the employees comes over to us. I know who she is. And she's like, "Oh, Mr. Johnny B, we haven't seen you in a minute. Let me go get the manager. She's excited. She'll be excited to see you." So she goes and gets the manager. Manager quickly turns the employee and tells her to go get the other employee. We go to the back and bring out the carts for this gentleman. I'm treated like real royalty here. So the other two employees, as I'm talking with the manager, just catching up, blah, 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 rolls out these two library carts of books that weren't even on the floor for sale. They're like, "We want you to go through these." I'm like, "I certainly will. Thank you, ma'am." Anyway, I ended up spending a couple $100 at this place. I said, "Thank you." I'm like, "Please call when you're going to come again. We'll have things ready for you next time." Like, I was an inconvenience. Like, they inconvenienced me by not having those carts ready ahead of time. That's a relationship, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we call a relationship.
It's tough, dude. The allure of bulk, I understand it. I see it's a big shiny thing, but we've been trying to tell everybody for years now. It's crazy we can say we've been trying to tell people for years. Build relationships, go a little bit further upstream, beat the thrift stores at their own game. That's how you win. And just because you got money coming in doesn't mean you got to go just buy a bunch of inventory because, yeah, it's nice to have money in the bank account. But you got to realize a lot of these resellers are moving their duds on places like Facebook Marketplace. How often do you really come across somebody that it's not duds on Facebook Marketplace? I wish there was like a percentage we could look into, but it's probably like 80% duds versus somebody that's actually trying to get rid of like a collection. And Johnny even said the titles of these things like run in the opposite direction. If they're not saying it's like their kids' books or their own personal collection. And the thing with that is you got to pay up. So if you're going to be the person that's like, you're going to buy, I'm going to buy Johnny's duds, right? And he says it's picked over. Well, then I'm paying like 2 cents a piece. I'm not paying what he's asking, right? There's no way. So I always lowball, even if it's not somebody's duds. I sent an offer out the other day to somebody. He had it listed for like 450. It was like 1200 DVDs. I said $100. I'll take them all. And of course they said no, but like, who cares? Shoot your shot. Don't. I rarely pay asking price. That's how cheap I am. And I think that's expected when people are selling their items online, right? It's like they probably really aren't going to get what they're at. It's like the best offer on eBay, right? If you have best offer turned on, you're always going to get the offers. And I always shoot my shot, and I always try to get it for cheap. Even if I think it's a good deal, I circle back to one. It was a pile of CDs. I offered 200. He had it listed at like 450. He said, "I'm gonna let it sit for a week or two, and see if I get any other offers." It sat for a week or two. I went up to 300, and he's like, "No, nah, I'm gonna let it sit a little bit longer." He said, "You know what? I'm just gonna give you your $400." Like it was a good deal at 400, but like I still, you know, I'm just so cheap, Johnny. I can't. But
Gotta
I'm the
get a
one.
deal. Gotta get a deal.
I made, dude. I made a killing. I wound up sending like probably 800 of those CDs from that pallet. So like I did really well with it, and you could argue like looking now like I should have just paid the 400 because what if Johnny would
Somebody
have
else
been
could have snatched it. Yeah,
exactly like if
that's the
Johnny's in the
risk.
area like that shit's gone, right? And then I'm like here I am, Johnny makes a YouTube video how he made $1 million off this pallet on Facebook Marketplace, and it was my pallet that should have been mine, but I was too cheap.
Oh man. So going back to relationships, like, okay, here's the thing when you go sourcing. Sometimes people will complain at you, they don't like what you're doing. Not really the case in my area, except this one time, and it put a big old smile on my face. So it was a library sale. I've already gone to do my initial day before the sale. I'm the only one there. So this is the day after, the second day. I was like, okay, I'm gonna hit this area, which were mass market paper books. I knew it was gonna take a long time. And I don't really care if somebody buys them all. I'm just doing it for funsies. Anyway, so I start scanning. I load up my tub or whatever. I guess I'm in this person's way. I don't know. I didn't actually see this person. But the librarian comes over to me and says, or it's when I'm checking out, she tells me this. "Yeah, we had somebody complain about you, but they only buy one book. You're buying a cartload. We don't really care." And so you just keep on doing your own thing. I just want to make you aware in case anybody says anything to you. We're A-okay with what you're doing because of the volume you're buying. You do whatever the heck you want. So you're going to encounter this sometimes in a store. You're going to encounter it sometimes in a library. It's just going to happen. It is. But The owner's typically okay if you're spending more than the complainer. Just letting you know.
You shouldn't be afraid either. The opposite. I know we kind of like trying to steer people clear of this, but if it's quality inventory and you have the money and you know you're gonna make money, let's buy, dude. It's a buyer's game. Cash is king. Or if I see a good deal and you know it's gonna cost me a little bit more, like Johnny said, God forbid if we spend, you know, more than $3 on something. I mean, let's get real here. If we're reselling, we got the craziest margins on the face of earth. Any other business is not going to have the margins we have. So if there's a good deal, you should have money set aside. And I mean, Johnny, talk about it. If you're brand new, sure, you're not going to have your little, you know,
Yeah, if you're
5,000.
living hand to mouth, you can't really afford to do what we're talking about, because you're gonna pay 2 to 3x more per item. You are. You may not have the bankroll. So yeah, maybe you need to go through the trenches of the Goodwills, the yard sales, the Craigslist, all of that. But eventually you will have a wallet to, okay, I'm gonna try to spend a little bit more to make a little bit more. That's fine. You gotta have some capital in order to play that game. I don't care which category you're going in. Some are just more capital intensive. If you're in books, the capital intensive really is the bookstore, honestly.
And it's your time. I mean, if we look at it and you know, if the video game people, they're paying basically 70, 75% of market value, and they're operating on 20% margin. So I it's tough because, like you said, a lot of people, it's a grind. We all start reselling broke, but I think as you scale, you should have some type of war chest or coffers, you know, maybe that's $1,000, $2,000. Some cases, $5,000. You never know what you're going to stumble into. Just so if you come across a deal that's actually really profitable and it actually makes sense, then you are able to pull the trigger and without any hesitation. And I'll tell you right now, me and Johnny both have that war chest set aside. If for some reason a DVD store or somebody's got 10,000 new DVD sealed and I need to pony up some money, it's there for the taking. But it didn't start out that way. But the allure of the bulk is a lot to the new people, right? It's oh man, I can
You
get
see
all
quick and
this.
easy. I see hard and you can get screwed over.
Oh yes, you
That's what I
literally just
see.
explained my mind every time I think about dealing with bulk, because that is exactly it. It's going to cost a large chunk, in most cases, right? You pay $300 for a Gaylord. I think to myself, damn, Johnny, I'm getting CDs and DVDs for 50 cents a piece. I just went to the pawn shop on my videos and they were four for a dollar, and it's an endless supply of DVDs and CDs. I'm thinking to myself, damn, if I spend $300, I could go cherry pick 1,200 DVDs and CDs if I wanted to. And instead, I'm dealing with junk.
Okay, so for you CD sellers, I want to let you know, if you've never done a pallet of CDs, half of them have opened up, and at the very end, you're playing match this loose CD with the case I scanned that was positive, or that you could send in, and or all, maybe, I don't know, one third of the cases are broken or cracked to some degree. You're gonna have to do case swapping with the duds. Isn't it, if you do a CD pallet, you know what the hell I'm talking about? It takes a long time to get through it. However, there may be like 3,000 units in there for you to scan, sure, but it's a lot different when they've been stacked nice and neat on a shelf, and then you don't have to deal with a gigantic mess. Worst case, you open it up and the disc isn't there.
Yeah. All right. We're going to wrap it up here. Remember, as you scale, you don't need to spend all of your money on crazy bulk opportunities. There's always going to be more. It's a weekly, daily thing. Anywhere you look, there's always going to be inventory to buy, no matter what category. Now, like we kind of kept it in media, but it doesn't matter what category it is. There's inventory out there for the taking. And just because you got the money, we just don't want you to go spend it on something and then you burn your $1,000 reserves and you spend 3 weeks processing something that makes you $0 and it ate up 3 weeks and now you have no extra money. So be smart about your decisions when it comes to buying in bulk inventory. Sure, that's how you scale a business, but be aware of the red flags, do your research, ask questions. And yeah, we appreciate y'all listening and watching in YouTube land, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.